Europe stepping up, EU leaders gather to save the Eurozone.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in New York, good morning. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith, in for Jeremy Hobson. It's the Morning Open, a look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts the day. Coming up, former MF Global CEO John Corzine goes under the hot lights on Capitol Hill. More on that in a minute. But first, where's Wall Street? Worries about Europe continue to weigh on U.S. markets. The Dow Jones Industrial Average down a tenth of a percent, 20 points, to 12,175. The NASDAQ down a tenth of a percent to 2,645. The S&P 500 down four-tenths of a percent to 1,255. Today, the European Central Bank announced a series of steps it will take to help Europe's economy, among them cutting interest rates down to 1%. Here to help us understand all this is Adolfo Laurenti, Deputy Chief Economist at Mesirow Financial. He joins us live. Good morning, Adolfo.
Good morning.
Adolfo, let's start with the rate cut. How will cutting interest rates help the European economy grow?
Well, that's the major concern. They really need to do something not just for the economy, but for their banking system. Together with a cut in interest rate, the European Central Bank decided to extend the longer loans to the European banks and to accept a wider variety of collateral. All of this is made to make sure that there will be no credit crunch and some support will be provided to the economies that are already slowing. Because of austerity measure, we are seeing a likely recession in Italy. Belgium has a negative GDP reading the other day. So the European Central Bank is really trying to do something hard in order to help these economies.
It did announce a lot of actions, but the European Central Bank also hinted that it wasn't going to do anything drastic, like the massive bond buying program we did here. Is that a mistake?
Well, there is a huge controversy in Europe about the role of the European Central Bank in terms of helping the sovereign debt. That's the key issue tomorrow when the meeting will be convened in order to discuss greater fiscal integration. The understanding is that the preference by the Germans is to keep the European Central Bank out of the sovereign debt situation, but clearly the economies over there need to be more. The Germans are not really willing to go either in the direction of quantitative easing as the United States did. So the available tools to the ECB are not really that many. They are trying hard to do with what they are left.
Adolfo Laurenti with Mesirow Financial, thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Today, former Senator John Corzine goes back to Congress. He'll be answering for the collapse of brokerage firm MF Global. Corzine was CEO of the company and is accused of taking huge risks on European bonds. The company also can't find hundreds of millions of dollars. Corzine has submitted testimony to Congress saying he doesn't know where the money is. Heidi Moore reports.
For most of his career, John Corzine took the kinds of risks that paid off big. He made his name trading government bonds at Goldman Sachs, became the firm's CEO, and then wrestled the secretive bank into going public. Roy Smith was a partner at Goldman and saw Corzine in action.
Well, he took large risks when he was at Goldman Sachs, without any question.
Corzine left Wall Street to be a U.S. senator and a one-term governor of New Jersey. Then last year, he joined MF Global, a small commodities brokerage. As CEO, he pushed it to take big risks on European bonds with its own money. Goldman might have been able to absorb those losses, but MF wasn't. Corzine's lucky streak ended.
I was concerned that, you know, he was walking into a firm that had no experience, really, of dealing in the kind of risk-taking that he wanted them to take.
And it was likely Corzine was a little rusty.
He'd been out of the game for about 10 years, and this is a very difficult game to leave for such a long time. Very hard to just go away for 10 years and come back and assume everything is the same.
The biggest issue in MF Global's collapse is over $1 billion of lost customer money. It shouldn't have been betting with that. Gerald Salenti was an MF Global client who's hunting for his lost cash. He thinks Corzine got a pass because of his reputation.
If any broker did what John Corzine allegedly did, boy, those SWAT teams would be there, you know, and they'd be breaking down the doors and arresting him. But not John Corzine.
Corzine's fall from grace is like a Shakespearean tragedy, says Paul Argenti, a professor at Dartmouth's Tuck School of Business.
You know, just hearing about what he was like when he was at Goldman Sachs versus what we see now, it's kind of scary.
Corzine's former colleagues know they'll face backlash if they go easy on him today. In New York, I'm Heidi Moore for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Ally Bank, offering IRA savings products and a Raise Your Rate 4-year CD. Learn more at allybank.com. By Reputation.com, monitoring, protecting, and improving reputations online while deleting personal data from the Internet. Reputation.com. And by Indiana University's Kelley School of Business, providing a personalized approach to career advancement. Learn more at kellei.iu.edu.
Ratings agencies like Moody's and S&P have taken some heat lately for giving good grades to bad investments. Now federal regulators want to make banks stop relying on those ratings. Gregory Warner has more.
It's a story we've heard before. Rating agency gives AAA rating to fill in the blank with your favorite toxic asset. Mortgage-backed security, Greek debt, Enron stock. That high rating means that banks are free to invest without providing much of their own cash to back those bets.
Blind reliance on ratings throws money into assets which turn out to be a lot riskier than the rating agencies thought.
Karen Shaw-Petrue is a banking analyst at Federal Financial Analytics. Wall Street reform requires regulators to use something other than rating agencies. So regulators proposed a range of indicators, more like what individual investors would use to guide them. Ted Truman is a former Fed Reserve chairman, now at the Peterson Institute.
If you and I were going to buy Greek debt, right, we would not put 100% of our portfolio in that. In the case of a bank, you want them to ask the same question, but if they take on more risk, you want them to have more capital.
More skin in the game. They can't just throw up their hands and blame the AAAs. I'm Gregory Warner for Marketplace.
And in New York, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith, and this is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
Billionaire Eli Broad made his money in real estate. He's a bigwig in the art world, and he has big thoughts and big money to spend about remaking American schools.
I'm not sure that some of the things you learn in the world of business or in government or other nonprofits can't be applied to education.
I'm Kai Rizdahl. What kind of return do you get on education philanthropy? The story next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.